and it gets nothing but better. So let's start out with the I version of the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Welcome to Anchorage for PRASA 2025. It's great to see you. This is the 58th PRASA, and you may or may not know that the other regions have RASAs as well, and we are the granddaddy. It started in the Pacific region. Yes, we still look good, as I just heard somebody say. So warm greetings from Area 2. Now I'd like to read the purpose of PRASA. The purpose of PRASA is to develop greater unity among the members, groups, and areas of the Pacific region to encourage the exchange of ideas and experiences and to provide an opportunity for members to discuss pertinent aspects of AA. The Assembly and the PRASA Committee should always foster the recovery, unity, and service legacies of AA. Anyone here for your first PRASA? Well, special welcome to you, and I'd like to tell you, I was one of you 17 years ago in this very building in 2008. I was in my sixth year of general service on the Area 2 committee, and I asked Rick H., a former Alaska delegate, to the General Service Conference, just how much of this stuff is a guy supposed to do? And he looked at me and he said, how free do you want to be? And I thought, oh, good response. So I'm grateful he said that, and that started sinking in more and more, and I'm so grateful I've stuck around to be with you guys today. So our theme this weekend, mirroring the upcoming General Service Conference, is Working Together, Increasing Trust. As Terry Bedient, a Class A trustee, told me, it's all about communication. With us today, we have many English speakers, and Spanish speakers are well represented. We also have those who rely on American Sign Language, and we have many native Alaskans whose first language is Yupik, Athabascan, Tlingit, or another of the 20 or so First Nation tongues, not to mention others from across our beautiful Pacific region. This weekend, speakers will address such topics as the Plain Language Big Book, remote communities, and balance in service commitments. In the evening breakout sessions, you will have a choice of many topics, including area officers, general service representatives, Grapevine, and others. Though we come from 15 different and discrete areas, our focus is the same as at any AA gathering, noted in step 12, to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers, and tradition 5, to carrying that message to the alcoholic who still suffers. The fact that we come from different states, cultures, and ethnic backgrounds does not alter this goal. The first line in PRASA's purpose statement emphasizes a core principle of developing greater unity among us all. We do that by continuing to communicate, exchanging experience and viewpoints, and for the goal of keeping our fellowship strong and growing so that the hand of AA can continue to be available. And I wish you a grand weekend, and you may get tired of announcements this weekend, but I'm going to start with a few now. Our great volunteers are in purple vests. If you have questions, ask them. Maybe thank them too. There's been some changes to the QR codes on the documents in your registration packet. So check at the registration table to get the correct QR codes. On the blue roundtable list in your packet, it should read Saturday DCMs in rooms 7 and 8 and self-support in room 6. And I would like to ask your forbearance that when we have an active panel going on, maybe you could restrict your purchases at the concession or Smile God Loves You, just to keep the background noise down a little bit. I would like to announce that today at 2 p.m., ice cream sales will begin at registration, cash only. Here's the hard part, $5.50 each. The Wi-Fi password is Fish Trap, T-R-A-P, Fish Trap. We have assisted listening Spanish translation interpretation radios to loan. If you have volunteered to help with interpretation, please check in at the table to my far left. And with that, it's my pleasure to introduce our Area 2 delegate to the General Service Conference, Joellen L.
Hey, thank you, boss. This is the hardest part, is just doing this little bit. I just want to say welcome, 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 and thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm honored to be serving as your Area 2 Alaska Panel 74 delegate. And I'm just so delighted that PRASA just meshed with this role that I'm in. And I love being a host of Alaska, a host of Anchorage, now I'm helping host PRASA. And it's really, I just hope that you get to taste and see some things that are new to you. Some of the folks who hung around with me yesterday maybe got a chance to do that. So I just have two things I really want to say is, and I feel really strongly about these, is that first, you all are basically on maybe your first remote communities trip. I mean, we're really far away from the contiguous United States, and you are doing such a service for us that I start crying every time I think about it. It's just such a gift that you're all here. And I hope that everybody just gets to embrace that, especially Area 2. And secondly, is that, I just lost my train of thought, hang on. Yeah, here's a big one. I just want to invite all of us to do or try something in AA, in General Service, that we don't know anything about, we've been curious about, we've been afraid of, to take this opportunity to reach out and talk to folks who've come before. I have never been turned down by anybody at the office, past delegates, past trustees. When I have a question, people are grateful to be able to help, and I promise you that will be the situation here if you just take a little step forward and not let fear stop you. So anyway, with that, thank you. And now I get to introduce Riley Kay, our Pacific Regional Trustee, and she's going to moderate this session of Area Highlights. I'm trying to get the first one. Okay. Do you need to read some stuff? Oh wait, there's the Area 2 starting. Do you need?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, here we are. Welcome to PRASA. Yeah. Oh yeah, I have written down here, say name, because I always forget that. So my name is Riley, and I am an alcoholic. My home group is a wildlife group in Winston, Oregon. And I am lucky and happy to be your Pacific Regional Trustee. And today we're going to hear from your delegates of the Pacific Region, and they will tell you they're really wonderful people, dedicated and hardworking, and they will tell you all about their areas. And to start with, I'm going to just introduce everybody quickly, just so you know who they are and you can anticipate them coming up here. and then we'll go into the area highlights. So we start, I'm going to start with Rudy from Central California. Okay, thank you. Lisa from Washington State East. Courtney from Western Washington. Mike from Utah. Penny from Oregon. Lyle from Nevada. Cade from Idaho. Deborah from Hawaii. Brought me socks. Alex from Mid-Southern California. Richard from San Diego Imperial. Matthew from California Northern Interior. Chitra from California Northern Coastal. Nikki from Southern California. Plus from Arizona. Joellen from Alaska. And our honored guest that we always include in the Pacific region, Drew from British Columbia, Yukon. Thank you all for being here to listen to these wonderful people. What you can do today is just listen, learn, and then go back home and share it all. So we're starting with Area 2, Alaska, Joellen.
Hi, it's me again. I'm Joellen, and I'm an alcoholic. And you know I'm serving as a delegate, Panel 74. I just spoke and welcomed you all, and perhaps my area highlights will be a bit more relatable since you are physically here. Many of you had lengthy journeys, and maybe you saw some cool landscape from your airplane. Alaska is sparsely populated and also very big in terms of geography. You are in the biggest city right now, with a population of about 290,000 people, and that makes up about 40% of the population of Alaska. So yeah, we're kind of sparse on the ground there. And so a lot of places in Alaska aren't reachable by roads. In fact, 80% of our communities are not reachable by any roads. So we use planes, trains, skis, and boats often. All of Alaska is Area 2. We have 8 active districts. We have 2 in-person assemblies a year and 1 virtual assembly each year. In one way or another, the hand of AA has stretched from Prudhoe Bay on the Arctic Ocean to Prince of Wales Island on our southern border. The distance between those two communities is 1,300 miles, give or take. And that's about the same distance as flying from Seattle to Anchorage. The area committee makes every effort to attend in-person assemblies. The costs are high in terms of dollars, but in-person assemblies are valuable to communities that are isolated. I mean, there's no price you can really put on that, getting there to see people face to face. As you might expect, we have a very robust and invaluable remote communities committee. Since the pandemic, the committee has visited yearly 1 community that is not accessible by road, and then 1 community that is on the road system. And I know this year they're planning to go to Nome, which would be a fly-in trip, and then they're looking for a spot on the road system to visit. Corrections is going strong too. Area 2 has established contacts in all communities that have prisons, jails, or halfway houses. Again, this is from Nome to the north and Ketchikan to the south. Our corrections chair is working with a group that hosts Zoom meetings in correctional facilities. Is that it? Oh my God, okay. Woo! See you later.
We forgot to read the timer.
Oh, I didn't read. My apologies. I did not introduce our timer for this panel, who is Ramon R. from Area 9.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ramon Rendon from, I'm an alcoholic. I represent Area 9, which is, I guess this, I don't, it's the southern part, it's hard to explain. It's really big. It's the southern part of the greater Los Angeles area. Reaches from the beach cities all the way down to Palm Desert, I think. So for this session, each of the delegates will give two-minute presentations of the area highlights. The green lights come on immediately after the delegate states their name. Area and conference committee, the yellow caution light comes on after 90 seconds, and the red light ends the presentation followed by loving applause. Thank you.
Oops. Okay. Sorry about that, Joellen. You didn't get the message, but we'll hear more as we go along this weekend. So now, Blas from Arizona Area 3.
Hola. Buenas tardes a todos. Good afternoon to all. My name is Blas Almanza. I am alcoholic. My home group name is Hispano de Apache Junction. My sobriety day is August 23, 1988. It's my honor to serve as a delegate panel 74 for Arizona Area 03. My conference committee is literature. And thank you to the host committee. Start already. Okay, area highlights. Area 03 consists in one entire state of Arizona, about 114,000 square miles. We have about 2,516 weekly in-person and 12 virtual meetings. We have 15 country districts and one statewide Spanish linguistic district. These are divided into 4 Spanish-speaking linguistics and 54 English-speaking sub-districts to better serve our groups. We have 4 assemblies per year, 4 admin, and 4 agendas committee meetings. We also have 13 coordinators to provide service to the groups and outreach to the community. And some of the highlights, we celebrated the 74th Arizona State Convention last year. The area participates in the area and the Pacific anniversary of La Viña. This event helps carry the message to Spanish alcoholics. Every registration includes 1 year subscription of La Viña. The Area 03 participates with the Hispanic Women's Workshop. This event is held once a year for some of the areas from the Pacific region. And this is pretty much before I get the red. I can keep going on and on. There's a lot going on in each area, and we all like to share with you guys all the effort we do in every single AA. That's a lot. Thank you for all your service.
Thank you. And now we'll hear from Nikki, Area 5, Southern California.
I got it. Okay. Good afternoon, PASA. It's my honor and privilege to serve Southern California, Area 5, as delegate for Panel 75. My sobriety date is January 4th, 2003. My home group is Downey Beginners. My name is Nikki. I am an alcoholic. Mi nombre es Nikki. Yo soy alcohólico. Ka. Okay. Area 5 is approximately 1,400 square miles, comprised of portions of Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Orange counties. We're surrounded by Areas 93, Area 9, and Pacific Ocean. Though small geographically, Area 5 is one of the most densely populated areas with great diversity in lifestyles and culture. We have multiple meetings in multiple languages, both in person and virtually. Area 5 holds 4 quarterly assemblies, area committee meetings, as well as an annual 2-day pre-conference workshop with presentations, workshops, and feedback, or report backs. Interpretation is provided at these events. SCAN, our Area 5 newsletter, is made available in both English and Spanish. We're to participate in the 4 area DCM sharing session, along with areas 8, 9, and 93. We currently serve approximately 750 active groups through 33 districts, of which 6 are Spanish linguistic districts. We have a Spanish service assembly, Foro Hispano, is organized annually. 17 area committees work with dedication, hard work, and to extend the hand of AA to the still suffering alcoholics. This year, Area 5 will be hosting the 29th anniversary of La Viña Pacific Region from July 25th through the 27th. Later, we will have the National Bridging the Gap workshop from September 5th through the 7th. And Southern California Area 5 welcomes the Pacific Region to join us at these events. Thank you for letting me be the best person that I can be.
I love following you. I don't have to change the microphone. Everybody else is so tall. Wonderful. Okay, so next is Chitra from Area 6, California Northern Coastal.
Hi, my name is Chitra. I'm an alcoholic. Panel 75 delegate for California Northern Coastal Area 06. Our area follows the coastline of Northern California. We live in the redwoods, rugged beaches, wine country, college towns, the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and California farmland. We're diverse and free-thinking. We communicate in multiple languages, and we are focusing on widening access to alcoholics who are missing. We've been utilizing technology for greater communication purposes. We have our first virtual sub-district. We've lessened the amount of time it takes to count votes by using text to vote. Our area committee chairs now have a voice and a vote at our committee meetings and assemblies, and are now eligible to stand for delegate and area officer positions, therefore widening our pool of qualified, trusted servants. We've created a hybrid subcommittee within our area technology committee to smoothly handle all the audiovisual aspects of a hybrid bilingual area gathering. We are distributing our area newsletter and flyers both in virtual and paper format, lessening the costs and also increasing access to those who are not on site for an event. We're developing an app that will allow GSRs to share what's new in general service at the district, area, and conference levels to their home groups at the touch of a button. What are the spiritual costs of using technology? We are weighing the heavy questions of virtual cost to community and efficiency versus isolation. Can we put a price on the value of an in-person hug?
Thank you. Next is Matthew from Area 7.
How are you doing? Mr. Timer, go easy on me, all right? I have priors. Is that me? No. Yeah, whoa.
What happened? I screw this up every time.
Oh, look at there, look at there. All right, on your marks. That's it. Greetings, everyone. My name is Matthew, and I'm an alcoholic. I have the honor to serve California Northern Interior as your Panel 74 delegate. As you can see, I'm on the Grapevine La Viña Committee. My sobriety birthday is August the 25th of the year 2000, and this is my 17th PRASA and my 19th year in general service. Area 7 is geographically the largest of six areas in California, covering more than 50,000 square miles. It extends from the Oregon border south between the coastal mountains of the Sierra Nevada Mountains and about 125 miles north of the LA Basin, includes Sacramento, our state capital. We are composed of more than 1,852 registered groups, 931 active, and we have 29 districts, of which five are linguistic. We have seven elected officers and 11 appointed chairs. We also have four area assemblies and eight area committee meetings each year. At our pre-conference assembly, every GSR has the opportunity to share that group's conscience at the microphone, a spiritual experience vital to our conference process. We also conduct an area inventory at our assembly, at one assembly every year, and we hold area workshops for PI, CPC, Grapevine, Lavinia, Bridging the Gap, and conference agenda items. On this journey of yes, it has been the people who I've had the opportunity to serve with and have gotten to know through Alcoholics Anonymous, the largest gift of my sobriety. The relationships with each of our area GSRs, DCMs, and this appointed chairs and area officers have provided this alcoholic an amazing opportunity for growth. Last but not least, working with our past delegates who continue to support our area and share their experiences has been extremely beneficial to me and to countless others. Our groups continue to support the third legacy of Alcoholics Anonymous with generous contributions of their time and money, precisely the way Bill and Bob envision. For more about Area 7, please visit our website, cnia.org.
Thank you. Next is Richard from Area 08, Southern San Diego.
Good evening, everybody. I am a delegate, panel 74, from Area 08 at San Diego and Imperial. Buenas tardes a todos. My home group is Bendita Sobriedad in the city of El Cajon, and my sobriety date is November 17, 2008. I am a delegate, and I am honored to serve on the conference trustees committee. My name is Richard Ortega, and I am an alcoholic. Alcoholics Anonymous in Area 08, San Diego and Imperial, is located on the southern end of California, which covers a wide geographical area of approximately 8,500 square miles within the two counties, from the ocean to the desert, from the mountains to the Mexico border. With an amazing diversity of membership in over 1,000 meetings and groups, carrying the message with in-person meetings, virtual and hybrid, by using the technology innovation. We stay connected with our 23 districts and 14 standing committees on a monthly basis, where the love of AA flows in and out of our conversations during the five area assemblies each year. Area 8 is so diverse, we are compelled to reach out to all the cultures and language groups represented in San Diego and Imperial counties. Area 8 continues to do its part in connecting with remote communities that are unrepresented. These communities include indigenous people, LGBTQ+, deaf and hard of hearing, plus the military service membership members on the naval bases on the south and the Marine Corps in the north, bringing new people here year after year. The newest community we hope to reach is the Asian American community, along with many younger generations of Hispanic young people through the terrific outreach of our WIPOC committees. 12-step services in our area are made possible through the help of standing committees, districts, and groups through an annual budgetary process, which also includes the introduction of the conference agenda topics to our GSRs through well-prepared workshops. Because San Diego is known for its beautiful climate, 70 miles of pristine beaches along the Pacific Ocean, and wonderful family attractions, many people visit San Diego. If you are in the area, please visit us and get our local directories or visit the meeting guide app. I want to say thank you to Area 8, Alcoholics Anonymous, and all of you for saving my life. I love you all.
Thank you. And now, Alex, Area 9, Mid-Southern California.
That's my best friend. It has been the honor and privilege of my lifetime to not only serve along every single person on this dais, but especially for Alcoholics Anonymous in Area 09. I serve the General Service Conference as the chair to cooperation with the professional community. My home group is the Shut Up and Crosstalk meeting in Torrance, California. If you're ever in town, we would love to have you. My name is Alex Wheatley, and I am an alcoholic. Spanning across four counties and sandwiched between Area 5 and 8, Area 9 includes Catalina off the Pacific coast, portions of South Los Angeles, down the oceanfront from Manhattan Beach to San Clemente, to the San Diego border, reaching northeast to Barstow, past Palm Springs and Coachella Valley to Blythe on the Colorado River. As one of the six areas in California, we are also one of the largest in terms of membership, with over 65,000 members attending over 3,947 groups, 49 being virtual. As an official hybrid bilingual area, we are in our adolescent period, facing new challenges from economics to logistics. We play the hand we're dealt, adapting and striving to keep up with the times. Our servants continue to evolve under our present means of communication, using the area website as a hub for all information. We meet as an area 14 times a year, holding 3 area service assemblies, 6 area service committee meetings, and 4 special events, which are a 2-day mock pre-conference, a serve-a-thon, where we have fun in the name of service, our 4-0, where we celebrate our Spanish district's AA history, and most recently, a Lavinia Grapevine workshop. Our committees remain active and hardworking, enabling every alcoholic who seeks a solution to find one. From bridging the gap to sharing the message of AA in high schools and colleges, we want to ensure no barrier gets in the way of our purpose. Because our servants are a mix of all backgrounds and nationalities, the diversity continues to improve. Diversity continues to improve collaborations, bringing pamphlets to life through our 19 standing committees, 14 central offices, plus 6 Hispanic offices, 42 hospital and institutions committees. That includes local treatment centers, sober living houses, and the state-operated fire camps. Since 1958, we have been preserving history and creating it. We are Area 9. Thanks.
Thank you. And Deborah from Area 17, Hawaii.
How's it, everybody? Aloha. By the way, how's it means, how are you? Hawaiian slang. My name is Deborah, and I'm an alcoholic. My home group is TYG Online. My sobriety date is November 19, 2009. I'm honored to serve as delegate to Area 17, Hawaii, Panel 75, assigned to the Conference Committee on Finance. First, on behalf of Area 17, we'd like to thank Area 02 Alaska for your cool welcome and warm hospitality. To kick off Panel 75, Riley Kay welcomed the new panel of General Service Representatives and Area Committee members at our January Orientation Assembly. It was a drop the mic weekend. Riley bestowed upon us nuggets of wisdom, our duty to the newcomer, responsibility to the group, conscience, responsibility to the group conscience, and obligation to the fellowship. The group conscience in action is all our higher powers working together, creating that one loving decision that will someday save a life. firing out the gate at our assembly body. Our assembly body accepted with substantial unanimity a recommendation allocating $7,000 to committee workshops on top of their budgeted amounts. So thanks to our finance committee. On deck, for me, is a privileged opportunity. I get to share a short 2-minute piece at the General Service Conference about our U.S. Trustee-at-Large nominee, Bob H., past delegate, panel 67. 2 minutes cannot express enough about Bob's contribution to AA through servant leadership. In closing, Area 17 is home to more than 300 registered groups between 14 districts and among 6 islands. Our remote island state sits about 2,000 miles southwest of the U.S. mainland, the only state not on the North American continent, the only state that is an archipelago, and the only state in the tropics. Hawaii is a melting pot of North American and East Asian cultures and is the largest proportion of multiracial people in the United States, and we look forward to hosting you at next year's PRASA.
All right. Next, we'll hear from Cade, Area 18, Idaho.
Love you, Cade. Appreciate you.
And I love you. Oh! Hello, my name is Cade, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is January 9th, 2003. My home group is the Gouger's Gulch Group of Alcoholics Anonymous. We meet on, the home group member right there. And we meet on Friday nights down in a basement of a church in Hagerman, Idaho. And I am blessed to serve as the Area 18 Panel 74 delegate. I serve on 2 conference committees, report and charter, along with archives that I have the privilege of chairing. Idaho is largely a rural area of about 62,000 square miles that includes the entire southern portion of Idaho and a small section of eastern Oregon, along with a sliver of northern Nevada. We currently have 12 active districts with over 230 listed groups, some being virtual and Spanish speaking. Idaho is small enough in numbers to allow anyone interested in general service to attend our area committee meetings where business is discussed, but no actions are taken. Area 18 meets 5 times a year, 3 of them being area committee meetings and 2 full body assemblies, one in the fall and one in the spring respectively. We are unique in that we have a convention in conjunction with our full body assemblies. After much loving discussion, Area 18 has elected to continue with a hybrid in-person and online assemblies and area committee meetings. We also added a tech position to the area committee that will allow us the opportunity to improve accessibility, which came in handy for our January ACM when a blizzard covered our area. We were still able to meet and be safe to travel another day. In fact, a fun fact, Idaho has more cattle than people. But do not let that fool you. We may be few when it comes to numbers, but we are mighty when it comes to love and service. The small membership has given us a special bond and the gift of unity. I am honored to be given the duty and the responsibility of serving the best area ever. If no one today has told you that they love you, Area 18 loves you. With love and service, Kate.
Thank you. Sorry for the disturbance. So now can everybody be able to see the lights, right? Okay. And now we'll hear from Lyle, Area 42, Nevada.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lyle C., alcoholic, serving Nevada Area 42 as a Panel 75 delegate. My home group is the Chester Fellowship in Chester, California, where I am serving as a member of the Conference Committee on Trustees, and to serve on Secondary Committee, the Conference Committee on International Conventions and Regional Forums. Thank you, Prosecutor Committee, for your service. My Area 42 covers all of Nevada and a slice of California where I live, east of the Sierras from the Oregon border to Bishop, California. Area 42 includes the beautiful mountains, Mammoth Mountains and Lake Tahoe, as well as the deserts of Nevada. Area 42 consists of two population centers, a vast, partially unpopulated territory. We have listed 549 regular meetings and 18 virtual meetings. Area 42 is divided into two service structures, northern including Reno and the southern including Las Vegas. Both hold four service meetings each year. Additionally, we have two assemblies annually in beautiful downtown Tonopah, located in the middle of the state of Nevada. Due to the pandemic, we developed an outstanding technology team to support virtual meetings. The tech team has worked hard to implement hybrid meetings for the assemblies as well as the northern and southern meetings, including roundtable agenda meetings. Technology has been a wonderful impact on fostering unity and accommodating special needs, making it possible for those who cannot travel to participate. Area 42 has officially adopted the practice of the Area Conference Committees, ACCs, for pre-conference assembly. We distribute the agenda topics and the background information to 13 committees, and the standing committee chairs, along with others, facilitate these committees in an effort known affectionately as March Madness. And we also have a wonderful translation team that works tirelessly to get that together. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we hear from Penny, Area 58, Oregon.
Go Penny, go Penny, go Penny.
Oh my God.
I keep forgetting to move this.
Oh yeah, get my area highlights up there.
Yeah. See, by the time you learn everything, your term is over.
Well, while she's doing that, I want to thank the Prosecutor Committee for an outstanding job. This has been amazing so far, and we're only on day one. And like Alex said, I love serving with all of these delegates, and I'm looking forward to getting to know the panel 75 delegates. Before I start, I want to give a shout out to Matt, DCM for District 22. Stand up, Matt. It's his first time ever to PRASA, my home group buddy. Yes, welcome, Matt. And now my nose starts to run. Okay, here we go. Hello, my name is Penny, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi. I'm serving as Oregon Area 58, Panel 74 delegate on the Agenda Conference Committee. My sobriety date is April 2nd of 97. Oregon Area 58, here we go, has approximately 975 active groups with 37 districts, three of which are Spanish speaking. Our ASL is extraordinarily strong in District 16 and in the Portland metro area. There are 15 ASL meetings offered per week. Mark your calendars for January 17th, 2026 for the special forum for deaf and hard of hearing. This special forum will be held online and facilitated by deaf AA members. Throughout the year, we hold four quarterly service hybrid assemblies in rotating locations that are hosted by any one of our districts. We are fortunate to enjoy outstanding leadership from our GSRs, DCMs, service committee members, area officers, and our collective past area servants. Speaking of service committees, 2024 was the first full year of the Safety Inclusion Committee in Area 58. Their purpose is to provide resources and tools based on AA spiritual principles to support group conscience. What's significant is how many members are ready to have these sometimes difficult conversations, these subjects bring up. The current chair has been working with groups, districts, and committees in the Oregon Area 58, several states, and British Columbia. I am truly honored to be a small part of our Oregon Area 58. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. Next is Mike from... Mike from Area 69, Utah.
Hello, Praza, and hello, Utah Area 69. Thank you, Area 2, for providing this place for us to gather, meet new friends, share ideas, and love on each other. My name is Mike, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm humbled to have the opportunity to serve Area 69 as our panel 75 delegate. Drunks in Utah? Yes, we have drunks in Utah. And we have recovery in Utah, thanks to all the pioneers that paved the way for us. Area 69 has a long legacy of participation in the general service structure of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is my great honor to serve as their collective voice for the next 2 years. With 3 3-day assemblies, 2 2-day workshops, two single-day committee meetings, and 1 1-day standing chair workshop that rotate throughout our state, we have an opportunity to communicate and understand the ever-changing needs of our groups. Area 69 includes the entire state of Utah, with 12 active districts, one of them being a Spanish-linguistic district that is an area-wide district. It is home to more than 400 meetings that are as diverse as their members. UCPA has a presence and is growing with the hopes of hosting the WACIPA 2026 convention. We are also hosting the National Correction Conference in 2026. While recently attending a local central office meeting, I was overwhelmed with a feeling of respect, tolerance, and inclusiveness. A deep sense the loving hands of Alcoholics Anonymous were alive in that room. My heart was full knowing that the message was being carried to the best of our ability. Utah is home to many state and national parks. The natural beauty of our state is surpassed only by the love we have for our cherished program. We hope that if your travels bring you our way, you will join us for a meeting and coffee, that you add your spirit to ours, that you will circle up with us as we pray and carry our love with you as you trudge the road to happy destiny. Godspeed until then.
Thank you, Mike. And Courtney from Area 72, Western Washington.
I love you, Area 72. Hello, Prasa. My name's Courtney, I'm an alcoholic, and I want to say thanks to Area 2 for hosting this an amazing event. Thank you so much. It just fills my heart to look around the room at all of us amazing, beautiful, sober alcoholics, right? I am honored and privileged to serve Area 72 as your panel 75 delegate, and I'm excited to be on the Grapevine Conference Committee this rotation. Western Washington stretches from the Pacific Ocean to the Cascade Mountains, from the Canadian border down to the Oregon border. We have 44 districts, 3 are linguistic, and we have 1 virtual district 25. Our area consists of over 1,500 groups, and our annual assembly brings together 800 participants with over 400 voting members. You know, through the pandemic, a lot of virtual groups sprung up, and we were inspired to create a virtual District 25, really to give those groups a voice in our service structure. We established a technology steering committee that has an amazing hybrid setup. We want to ensure inclusivity and make sure everybody has a voice and stays connected. So I get the question, how does Area 72 stay informed with 1 annual assembly? Well, we do that through a variety of other committee meetings. We host 3 committee quarterlies. The delegate conducts over, 4+ pre-conference assemblies. We have 4 to 8 area pre-assemblies prior to our area assembly. We take part in the Pacific Northwest Conference, which started in 1948. And we have an amazing Area 72 history book called Our Stories Disclose. We are going to be hosting the National AA Workshop next year in 2026, and we'll be hosting you, PRASA, in 2027, so please come visit. The heart of Area 72 is its members, really, from GSRs to DCMs, those behind the scenes. We keep us focused on our primary purpose. You know, past delegates, we have amazing participation, and they keep us inspired with their wisdom and leadership. And the elected officers and appointing committee chairs bring the energy and the engagement. And of course, it's the boots on the ground members, right? Those who carry the message to the treatment centers and the correctional facilities. You know, they really show the spirit of our fellowship in action. So I'm grateful to be part of the best Area 72. I love you all.
Thank you. Lisa from Area 92, Washington State East.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lisa, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 31st, 2012, and I have the honor of representing one of the best areas in the Pacific region, and the privilege of being their Panel 74 delegate for Washington State East Area 92. I also would like to do a little shout out. He's been around for a while, but he is a GSR, and this is his first PRASA. Kevin, would you take a stand for me, please? There's my big guy. Thank you, I love you. I'm glad you're here. Okay. I also serve on the Conference Finance Committee. I left that part out. Area 92 is large geographically, from the eastern slopes of the Cascade Mountains to a small portion of Oregon, the northern panhandle of Idaho, and the small little teeny tip-top part of northwest Montana, which is where I am from. Area 92 boasts 25 districts, four of which are Spanish-speaking linguistic districts, as well as over 400 groups. We have 6 elected positions, 10 appointed committee chairs. We may be small in numbers, but we are very active in Area 92. Every year, our trusted servants respond to over 25,000 emails and phone calls from persons interested in Alcoholics Anonymous. Our corrections committee has made over 27 bridges this last year, connecting persons of custody with outside members to get them to their first meeting. We hold 2 quarterlies and 2 assemblies per year, allowing us to keep the vital flow of information traveling up and down our service triangle. We recently held our January quarterly, where we had 23 out of our 25 DCMs present. That was an awesome turnout. When Bill W. suggested the establishment of a worldwide governing body or advisory body for AA, he set in motion events that ultimately brought about the Pacific Northwest Conference of AA. This last year, it was our honor to host the Pacific Northwest Conference, the longest running conference in AA history, which was started in 1948. We also hosted our regional archives workshop. When I think of my area, I instantly think and feel the love of Alcoholics Anonymous. And isn't that what it's really all about? Oh, and I'm gonna get this in, because this year, we celebrate 30 years as an area. So happy birthday, Area 92. We love you.
Don't worry about it. Congratulations. Let's hear from Rudy, Area 93, Central California.
I was doing perfect until Area 92, and I knew I was next. For you to see this light, that's supposed to be a yellow, you know, we still have time. I'm going to try to do it in Spanglish so I can get 4 minutes. Hello, everyone. Good evening. My sobriety date, October 25th, 2009, Panel 75, Conference Committee Agenda. My name is Rudy Mejia. I am an alcoholic. California Central, celebrating our 25th birthday, Area 93 made up to 26 active districts, 17 English-speaking, and 8 Hispanic and district districts. There are about 1,500 active groups, 120 are Hispanic, speaking, and approximately 20,000 AA members. Our area birthday event happened at the 50th General Service Conference as a result of a floor action on May 5th in 2001. Up to today, we have had 6 females and 7 males, 13 delegates. Their different backgrounds are evidence of our diversity. Since the 51st General Service Conference, our area territory begins in the Hollywood Hills at Mulholland Drive, geographically limits in the south with Area 5, which gave birth to our area 25 years ago, exactly 25. The body goes northeast through the Mojave Desert to the foot of the Owens Valley, and then west across the southern Sierra Nevada mountains. It goes across the very productive area of San Joaquin Valley and further west to the Pacific Ocean, touching the limits with our neighbors to the north, Area 6 and 7, finally heading down to the coast from Cambria all the way to South Pass Santa Barbara, and then east to the San Fernando Valley, approximately 16,000 square miles, serving about 106 cities and 6 counties. Area 93 has 8 committee meetings and 9 area assemblies within a panel. The area has also a pre-conference workshop, budget setting meeting, a Spanish forum, old-timers event, and Hispanic women's workshop. We have 14 standing committees and recently created a technology committee. We are updating our guidelines to describe the duties and expectations of our technology committee and women's workshop committee. We have a very large speaking community. We will have our very first area assembly in Spanish. We also close our meetings with the responsibility statement in English and Spanish. We welcome, if you're in the area, to come and to see the service to accomplish the stuff that we do at Unity Purpose. Central California, Area 93, Rudy M. Thank you for having me.
And we are privileged to always include our honorary Pacific Regional Delegate, Area 79, Drew, from British Columbia, Yukon.
Got him up here. Have to turn him.
Hey, everybody.
There you go.
Thank you, Area 2, for hosting and inviting BC UConn to come. It's an honor and privilege to meet you all and be here, and I can't wait to shake some new hands and meet some new friends. All right, let's get this started. My name is Drew. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 17, 2008, and I come from BC UConn Area 79. Alcoholics Anonymous in BC UConn Area 79 is represented by over 400 active groups meeting across 47 districts. Our meetings include a mix of in-person, hybrid, correctional, and virtual-only formats. Spanning 1.4 million square kilometers, it's the second largest delegate area in the Canada-US service structure. Our area includes all of the Yukon, most of British Columbia, and Point Roberts, Washington. Many of our physically remote members live in communities accessible only by ferry, small plane, or boat, facing unique challenges staying connected to the fellowship. In June 2024, during Panel 73, Area 79 published this book, Our Stories, First Nation, Inuit, and Métis Recovery in the BC Yukon Area. Recognizing an unmet need, an ad hoc committee was formed to develop this literature. This is the first publication of its kind in our area history. The book shares 15 recovery stories from First Nation, Inuit, and Métis members whose lives were transformed through Alcoholics Anonymous. Their stories embody resilience, strength, perseverance, and hope. Countless anonymous acts of service made this book possible, from members announcing the project at meetings to behind-the-scenes administration, editing, and collaboration with past and present trusted servants. We took responsibility for this 12-step work, knowing that how vital it was to honor the Indigenous cultures within our area. This was not something our General Service Office could have produced. It needed local members who truly understood the unique needs of our communities to fulfill our primary purpose. Most importantly, this project would not exist without our Indigenous members who courageously shared their stories and trusted the process, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Our area is beyond thrilled to invite you to be part of the International 2025 Convention in Vancouver, July 3rd to 6th. You'll be blown away by the beauty of our province and our Western Canada coast, Western Coast Canadian enthusiasm for the program. Please visit us at the Western Canada Hospitality Suite. We've got pins and all kinds of stuff for you this weekend. We'd love to see you there. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Pacific Region delegates. I love the Pacific region. Thank you all for being here.
Do I have an ending? That's it. We're done. Unless I find something I'm supposed to read.
I missed it last year, too. Nobody ever tells me about it. And then I'm like,
well, we don't want it.
I missed it last year.
Alex!